Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's warm summertime evening in the Steel City, and we appreciate you making us a part of your Friday on this 3rd of July. I'm Dan Zangrilli. It's hour number 2 of our evening magazine program until 10 o'clock. The great Jim Bohannon will take over then. We'll be talking about a number of topics here over the course of the next few hours. At 8:05, Steve Futterman, our CBS radio news correspondent, will give us the latest on COVID-19. The Washington Redskins, they are being pressured to change their name. Owner Daniel Snyder is maybe amenable to this. Perhaps it's financially motivated, given that FedEx, the namesake of their football field, one of their largest sponsors, is putting public pressure on them. We'll talk to Rick Cerrone, the former Pirates vice president of media relations, formerly of the New York Yankees and Major League Baseball as well, on this PR crisis that the NFL franchise is undertaking. So that will come your way in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk all things fireworks in the 9 o'clock hour. How do you keep your pets safe? And also, if you didn't hear our interview from last night, local optometrist Dr. Mauro Masucci from Masucci Vision Plus, 1 in 5 firework-related injuries to the eyes. But it's about right now suicide prevention. Your teen, are they struggling with depression? You know, during this coronavirus pandemic and everything that's going on with social justice debates and riots and protests, we haven't really checked in on our own, our kids, our young people, Generation Z. And I'm happy to be joined on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by Tammy Kling. She's a suicide prevention expert. She is a renowned author. This has been her livelihood, and she joins us here on The Voice of Pittsburgh. Tammy, good evening, and welcome to KDKA Radio in Pittsburgh.
Hi, it's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you as well. And Tammy, how good of a job have we done checking in and keeping up with what could be one of the more susceptible sectors and segments of our society, that is our young people, as we talk about the economy, we talk about jobs, we talk about the political race, the election year. There's so much on our plate. I would think that teens, our children, are maybe getting left by the wayside here over the last 100 days.
You are exactly right, and I love you for focusing on this very important issue. It's really, really so intelligent of you to even think about it, because just like adults who are going through something and we act like nothing's wrong. I mean, if you think about the worst time in your life, you could go to work probably, you could function in front of your boss, your friend, and perhaps no one would know what you're going through because we keep our emotions inside. Teenagers are the same way. Youth are the same way. And oftentimes parents, society are so busy, so focused on all these current events, whether it's political, COVID, whatever the issue is that they're going through in their own lives, that they're not staying in tune with what's going on with youth. And that's not to fault parents. It's just a natural fact. And communication's key. And like you said, a lot of teens, a lot of kids in general are at home while their parents are at work, or they're just doing their own thing, especially now that it's summer. So thank you for illuminating this very important issue.
Well, everything being canceled, youth sports, all of the activities, the way of life that we know it, it's hard enough for adults that have the experience and have overcome the adversity, and we have the wisdom that kids otherwise don't have. This is maybe a first for them where they've been dealt a full plate of adversity, and then some when you consider what this is like for young people. Then on top of that, Tammy Kling, our guest, suicide prevention expert, you're able to exacerbate it with all things digital, which that exacerbation, correct me if I'm wrong, Tammy, becomes also harder to detect. It's a great camouflaging method. So if we want to have our antennas up as parents, it's all the more difficult because of the ever-changing digital landscape where a lot of this festers.
Yes, absolutely. And teen suicide is the third largest cause of death in America. And if you think about all of the comparing, all of the living online, one of the conversations that we have a lot with parents about communication is really understanding what your teen is doing online. And parents don't want to cross the line. They don't want to do anything uncomfortable, especially if they're trying not to rock the boat or they're not understanding the concept of transparency. And we teach transparency is about leading and loving your kids. There's no reason that a parent should not be able to go and pick up their child's phone. If you pick up your child's phone, whether they're 15, 17, or 13, and you get met with resistance, there is a problem. So number one strategy, if you pick up your child's phone, and you are met with, why are you doing that? Don't you trust me? Why are you grabbing my phone? Give it back. The answer needs to be, because I'm your parent, I love you, and I'm your leader. So therefore, every night, parents should have no trouble looking at their child's phone. And I don't mean trying to be a detective or a policeman, but just being a leader, focusing on leadership. You know, I've coached CEOs that had no idea that their children are doing drugs until somehow they find out, and then they grab their phone and they go through their text messages and they see that their kid's been doing drugs. And it's the same way with a breakup, with a relationship. Most of the parents that we talk to, most of the teens that we talk to, the parents have no idea what kind of relationships their teens have. When we speak with parents and we ask them, what's your kid's Finsta? No parent knows that they're, most of them don't even know what a Finsta means.
I don't. And what does that mean?
A Finsta is a fake Instagram account. And, you know, I'm sorry, teenage girls. I'm sorry, teenage boys. I'm not outing you here, but a Finsta is a fake Insta account, which 90% of teens have. And I would say it's closer to probably 95%. And if you ask them what their Finsta is and you're a friend and you have a good line of communication, they'll tell you. So the Instagram account is the account that parents check. The Finsta is the account that they use to communicate via DM. And every teenager has it. They don't think it's not bad teens. It's not teens that are doing bad things. It's literally, most teenagers have Finsta accounts, including my own. We run a teen organization. We partner with amazing teen organizations called I Am Teen. These are really solid, good teenagers, and this is just part of the culture. But parents really need to know and need to be involved, need to think of their kids like the way they think of their employees or their colleagues at work and be a leader.
We are chatting with Tammy Kling, suicide prevention expert. Is your teen struggling with depression amidst the coronavirus pandemic? Generation Z, they've taken to TikTok now. That app, you mentioned Instagram and fake burner accounts, if you will. There's so many different digital avenues. And even if you want to go ahead and do everything that you've just alluded to, Tammy, you have that transparency with your child. You can grab their phone and literally, especially if you serve them spaghetti for dinner and they text or they tweet or they TikTok, whatever it is, I had pasta tonight. That actually could be a code word for that I'm crying for help and I want to maybe do harm for myself, or I finished my shampoo and conditioner at the same time. These are literally cryptic code words that the teens are using underground, and it's a revolving code that parents have to keep up with. So what are, Tammy, some of the things, the hot button words that they right now at this very moment, knowing that they can change here tomorrow or a week from now, what needs to be on the radar of parents as we speak?
First and foremost, what I would like to say, you mentioned a couple of them, and parents should, number one, take leadership seriously. So, for instance, it doesn't have to be both, but it definitely has to be one of the two parents should take leadership seriously. So we coach parents to take one day a month or one day a week and create an entire leadership plan for their child. And what does that mean? It means Googling, research. What are these code words that I'm looking for? But here's the real challenge. Even if I told you all of these code words, you don't know what your child could be sending out because the messages disappear for the most part. They disappear. So for instance, on DMs or on many of the social media platforms, they will send videos and the videos disappear. So you can't see what your teen is sending and you can't see what is being sent to your teen, even if you looked at the phone. So it really is about communication and really training parents to sit down and communicate. Don't just take the phone away. Don't say, oh, I'm going to ground you and take your phone away for a week and then make the child want to rebel or use their friend's phone because, you know, they have the password to their account, to TikTok, to Instagram. So they can go use someone else's phone. They can use a friend's phone. And they do this all the time. So the real key, you know, since, like you said, those words change frequently, whether it's I use shampoo and conditioner or I had pasta tonight, they change frequently. Even gang members have different signs and different emojis that no adult knows about. And if they're in their profile, they actually represent a gang. So one of the things I would just say is be present and communicate with your teen. Take one day a week as a date night and sit face to face and look at your child. It may, you know, depression does not show up as sadness. It doesn't show up as sitting in bed all day. I want to ask your listeners, how many listeners, raise your hand at home, you know, or in the car, how many listeners have been depressed and hid it from someone? You know, this is common, right? So
absolutely.
Make sure you sit down with your teens and you talk to them. I don't know how many times as a child I was depressed and somebody just showed up to care about me. You know, my father committed suicide when I was 7, and it always impacted my life. And teens need to be taught that your emotions are not you. That's number one. Number two, that you can go to your parent as a friend, that they're just not going to take away the phone, that you can go to them as a friend. And number three, that being sad is normal. Because even if you think about how many high achievers or athletes, teens that were influencers on TikTok, a teen that was an influencer with tons of followers just took her life. You know, she's the envy of so many teens, right? And if you look at a teen that doesn't display depression in the form of sadness, so that's a curveball to a parent, to an adult. So we have to be prepared to try to really talk to teens and be open and let them know that your worst day is not you. Your sadness, that's not you. Tomorrow's going to be a new day.
Tammy Kling, expert on suicide prevention, an international best-selling author and speaker, passionate about depression, suicide prevention, especially in teens. As we wrap up with Tammy here, the final question I have for you, Tammy, outside of your website, TammyKling.com, that's Tammy with a Y, Kling, K-L-I-N-G.com, what other resources should parents be going to, seeking, to stay up on par, to continue their education on this moving target that they're constantly trying to hit? It's one thing to be able and willing. It's another thing to find good resources to be able to try to keep their thumb on this. So what do you recommend?
I'm going to go out on a limb because I know it can be hard. Aside from Googling the many great organizations, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, please email me at TammyKling@me.com. I'll put you in touch with the right resources. We also have the Conversation for Teens on Facebook. Find me on Instagram if you're a teenager. I promise I will get you connected to a conversation circle. We have live conversation circles for teens in prisons, orphanages, schools, but now we're doing them virtually. So please connect in some way or contact you, and we will make sure they have the resources they need.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. That's Tammy Kling, TammyKling.com. Her email address, again, Tammy with a Y, Kling, K-L-I-N-G, at me.com. Tammy, thank you so much for coming on our show and sharing your expertise. We're all better for it.
Happy 4th of July, and thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule for doing this during a holiday for teenagers. Thank you for saving lives.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. Tammy Kling, expert on suicide prevention. Do stay with us. We'll be back.